AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Officer Jason Van Dyke, who's charged with first-degree murder and the shooting death of a black Chicago teenager, has been released after paying bond. Protests over the killing continue, says NAACP President Cornell Brooks.
We're not here for one day. We're not here for the holiday season. We are here for as long as it takes to turn this department around.
Meanwhile, federal authorities said an online threat that led the University of Chicago to cancel classes Monday targeted whites and was motivated by the police shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. Atlanta police are investigating an exchange of gunfire with officers that left one man dead. Officials say when an officer tried to stop a Jeep driving the wrong way, it sped up and struck a shuttle bus. Two men jumped from the vehicle and ran. One was arrested right away. The other exchanged gunfire with officers and was found dead. The newly elected mayor of Alaska's capital city has been found dead. 70-year-old Stephen Greg Fisk had just been elected mayor of Juneau in October. Mary Becker is the city's deputy mayor.
I was shocked and devastated. This is an extremely sad time for Juneau.
Becker says she hasn't been told the circumstances of the death, and police have asked officials not to speculate. A winter storm is dumping snow on the northern plains. Snow made for a messy, slow commute in Minneapolis. National Weather Service forecaster Brad Adams.
There's a lot of snow-covered roads that aren't treated. Roads in metropolitan areas and smaller towns that have been treated should be in relatively good shape.
Up to a foot of snow expected in eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. Smaller amounts forecast from Nebraska to Wisconsin through Tuesday. A judge has dismissed charges against former San Antonio Spurs player Alvin Robertson related to an alleged underage sex ring. This is AP Radio News. Do not ask for whom the bell tolls at the Paris Climate Summit. As EAP's Mark Smith reports, it tolls for the leader of the free world.
With 150 world leaders to hear from, organizers of the Paris Summit gave each 10 minutes to speak. Some obeyed the limits, others didn't.
Climate change is a threat to their very existence. And that's why today
that chime was the timekeeper's digital hook.
An ongoing commitment to the least.
Yet the president kept on going for four more minutes.
There is always a unique interest in what, you know, the President of the United States has to say.
Advisor Ben Rhodes notes nobody walked out on Obama, but then a cynic might say even at a climate summit, there's never a shortage of hot air. Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
Speaking of climate problems, schools in Beijing kept their students indoors with air pollution reaching extremely hazardous levels for a fifth day. People could hardly see past the next block due to the heavy smog. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.